Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Stay Zen with Saj podcast. It is I, your host, Sajida Dahlia. And today, before we get on with the episode, I just want to say I'm finally done with my exams. I'm done with all my projects. They've been submitted and all my results are already out. And alhamdulillah, my results look really pleasing and it's very satisfying. So alhamdulillah, I'm very happy and pleased with my results. Today we are going to be talking about planning and how sometimes things don't go as planned and we tend to give up due to that. As you all know, I think I've mentioned it before on one of the episodes, I am studying civil engineering, but then that was not originally what I wanted to study in uni. I don't know about the secondary schools you guys went to, but the ones I went to, we always had career days, and I've attended, okay, not just secondary school, but even in primary school, I've done 3 career days. One, I dressed up as a doctor, and the other two, I dressed up as a lawyer because my mom is a lawyer and I really wanted to be a lawyer just like my mom because I think it's a really cool profession, and some of my friends are studying to be lawyers and I think that is really cool. So when I was in secondary school, I think the last career day I had was when I was in GES 3, I think. And I dressed up as a lawyer for that one as well. I wanted to be a lawyer, but then by the time I went into SS1, you know, you have to pick between science and art. And I ended up going for science because at that point I was like, I'm going to become an engineer. Then later on, in SS1, you have to pick between food and nutrition and technical drawing. And I went for food and nutrition for my first term in SS1. And I really had fun. But then at some point, I was like, I don't think this is for me. I want to study architecture. So I left food and nutrition after first term. And second term, I transferred to technical drawing. I got all my drawing materials, my board, my set squares, everything. And I joined TD and I was doing really well. We were not a lot in the class. We were really few. We were about 10 or so. And majority of them were guys. Not shocking at all. And I was really enjoying it. I loved drawing. And it was a calm class because it wasn't the type of class that you'd sit down and write notes and your teacher would be blabbing. No, it was a very interactive class. We'd be drawing and just staying majority of the time and just vibing with each other. So it was a really nice environment. Then SS3, a lot of people left the course. We were just like 6 that wrote WAEC. And I was still hellbent on being an architect. I wanted to be an architect. Then after JAM, I applied to NIAL for architecture. I got admission for architecture and I was like, yes, I'm going to study architecture. Prior to that, I had lessons. I had a lesson teacher for chemistry. And my lesson teacher is a civil engineer. And he used to tell me that I should consider civil engineering as a course, considering I'm good at math. I love math. And I should research it. I should think about it. It's really nice. And maybe I might like it. It might surprise me. And my mom also said I should consider civil engineering. But then I was like, no, I want to do architecture. Civil engineering seems like a lot of work. Guys, I do not like physics. And civil engineering has a lot of physics. I feel like the reason why I didn't like physics was mainly because in secondary school, our physics teacher was not it. I don't even want to mention his name. But my classmates, like, no, because he was not it at all. I feel like it's a universal thing because in almost every secondary school in Abuja, the physics teacher is not it. But then yes, my lesson teacher encouraged me. He was like, I should go for civil engineering, but I was still like, whatever. And it was really bothering me. I was thinking about it a lot. Am I making the wrong choice? Should I switch to civil engineering? Maybe am I like, because I researched the course and it was looking really nice because I like things that have to do with the environment. And there's an aspect of civil engineering that deals with green energy and taking care of the environment and keeping it clean. And that really fascinated me. So The day I went for registration, I was with one of my friends. We went to get our registration done. So on that day, it was my turn for the lady to attend to me, and I sat down and she asked me a couple of questions. She told me to provide some of the documents that they asked us to bring with us, and I gave it to her and she filled in some stuff. I can't really remember, but then apparently ID numbers were already allocated to each person. My memory, I can't really remember majority of the things that happened. But then one thing I can remember is when she printed out a slip for me, it was showing civil engineering. Then I told her, no, I'm not meant to study civil engineering. I applied for Aki and my admission letter was showing Aki. Then she was like, oh, that the mistake was from the system or something. You guys, I was like, is this a sign? Is this a sign? Then she was like, okay, that she'll just fix it. Then she fixed it, and my ID number is the ID number for architectural students. I left the building, then I called my mom and I asked her, like, should I change this course to civil engineering? Because if you guys know me, I'm very indecisive, and sometimes I just need that little push, especially from my mom. So at that point, I was really like, I think I'm just going to change to civil engineering because I've already done enough research about it and it seems like something really interesting. I didn't really care about studying the Aki or the civil engineering, so anyone I was fine with at that point. So I was like, okay, I'm going to change it. So we went through this whole process. We had to go to the office again, we had to meet a different lady, and the lady asked me to call my mom because she has to speak with your parents. Your parents have to be aware that you're changing course. And I called her, and she was aware that I was changing course, and they finally changed it to civil engineering. And that is how I'm studying civil engineering today. Alhamdulillah, it's a really lovely course. I'm enjoying it, and I do not regret my decision even one bit. So what I'm trying to let you guys get from this story is sometimes what you plan might not always work out, and something better might come out of from it. Because originally I planned that, oh, I'm going to write my work, apply for civil engineer, I'm sorry, apply for architecture, study architecture, graduate, do my master's in, I don't know, interior design, or I don't know. I just had this whole plan. I can't really remember the plan, but I had this whole plan. But then, you guys, from registration, my plan was put in the bin. Because from there on, I would have never imagined that I would be studying civil engineering. Like, when I was making that whole plan of studying architecture, I would have never imagined that I'd be in university in my third year now, halfway through my civil engineering course. I would have never imagined. But then it came to me, and now it's something I'm happy with. At this point, I honestly cannot even imagine myself studying architecture. Because my sister and my cousin are both studying architecture, and it's always one thing or another. It's either they're stressed or they're tired or the workload is too much. So I don't think I would have survived that. I would have probably, but then I honestly prefer the calculations, and that is what we're doing now. We're always in one calculation or another. And surprisingly, despite the fact that I hated physics when I was in secondary school, now I'm adjusting to it and I'm liking it a bit because physics is actually really interesting. But then in secondary school, it was not meant to be interesting for me. It was hell for me. So guys, I want you to always remember that what is meant for you is for you, and what is not meant for you is not for you. Architecture wasn't for me, and I didn't go through that. I didn't go down that path because it wasn't for me. Had it been, it was for me, the thought of civil engineering would have not even come to my head. I would have been so sure about studying architecture. But then it wasn't for me. And something that was for me, which is civil engineering, is the path that I went on. And you guys, if it wasn't for me, I would have not been enjoying it. But because it is for me, I am having the time of my life. And I'm making so many memories with these 5 years that I have embarked on, even though 5 years is a lot. But then I'm almost done, inshallah. And we'll see where life takes us from there, even though I have a plan. But as I said, sometimes things may not work out as you planned. So don't really stress about it because when something else comes to you and that something else is for you, your plan wouldn't really matter anymore. At that moment, you'd start making new plans for what is right in front of you, and you'd totally forget the old plans that you made. I don't want you to get overwhelmed by the situation that, oh my gosh, this is not what I intended for myself. This is not what I planned. What am I going to do? No. You need to take a deep breath, and sometimes prayer helps. In Islam, there's something called istikhara, and if you pray istikhara, it might help you in decision making. So sometimes don't get yourself overworked or overwhelmed. Just calm down and embrace the new opportunity that's coming your way, because maybe, just maybe, it could be something that is better for you than what you intended for yourself. You should learn to welcome opportunities with open arms into your life, because there's obviously a bigger picture they were not seeing. After all, we are just humans and there's a limit to our thinking. We can't see the future. So there might be this amazing opportunity waiting for you in the future, just for you to reach that time and for you to experience it. And I want you guys to also remember that even the best of plans can encounter unexpected obstacles or take unexpected turns. But often, majority of the time, it's how we adapt and respond to these situations that can make it all different. So sometimes keeping a positive mindset can help you to navigate through the challenges and find a way to move forward. Had it been I kept a negative attitude towards what I was experiencing with choosing a course at that moment, I would have been miserable and I would have made myself, because you know how when you feed yourself with negative thoughts, your brain starts to respond in that way. It starts to give you information that are negative as well. So had it been I went down that road, that path, I would have hated the course I'm studying. I would have hated everything about it and I would have been miserable. But then I chose to keep a positive mindset and embrace the situation I was in. And alhamdulillah, I'm happy with the decision that I made. And for this episode, I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea. I am pro plans. I still think it's very important to have a plan, because plans provide a sense of direction for you. When you make a certain plan, it helps you to identify your goals and steps that you need to make to achieve them. And plans have a way of helping you organize your thoughts and actions. And that makes it easier for you to stay focused on that goal and stay on track. When you have a plan, you're always going to strive to do the best you can to get to that goal. It's like a sense of motivation. Having a clear plan, it increases that motivation. If you look back at the story I gave, when I changed from food and nutrition class to technical drawing class, it was all part of the plan, because I had this plan that I wanted to study architecture in university. And by the time I realized that being in food and nut class is not even on the roadmap, I shouldn't even be there in the first place, I changed to architecture. Had it been I didn't have this plan, I would have stayed in food and nutrition class till I graduated. But then I switched from food and nutrition to technical drawing, and I enjoyed it and I was getting a lot of progress from it, because it was on the roadmap to me studying architecture in university. And when I was graduating, I got best technical drawing student in my set, in my just a few of us took TD, but then you get the point. So that's what I'm trying to say. So overall, having plans provides a framework for success and helps guide your actions and decisions towards achieving your desired outcome. So guys, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you guys. Don't forget to leave a review and also a rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And if you want to communicate with me, feel free to message me on the podcast's Instagram account at the Stay Zen with Saj podcast. If you're not on Instagram, you can send me an email at sajidadahlia@outlook.com. I read my emails every day, even though I'm always getting spam emails thinking that it's one of you sending me emails. But then I love reading my emails, so feel free to email me anytime. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Bye!